Like the author of the poem, we tend to imagine typhoons trailing a clockwise arc as they advance. But Typhoon No. 10 is different. Rearing waywardly to the east and then the west as it approaches the archipelago. If it lands in the Tohoku region from the Pacific Ocean, it would be unprecedented. I'm sure many have lost sleep trying to trace the unreadable knuckleball trajectory of the typhoon.